On this episode of You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein, we're talking about pre-approvals. What is it? Where do you get it? And why do you need it? Hey, everybody. Welcome to You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. This is episode 3, where we're talking about pre-approvals. If you're tuning in for the first time, my name is Silas Lindenstein. I am a real estate agent with Skyline Properties out here in Seattle, Washington. And this is a home buying podcast. It's dedicated to people who are looking to buy a home. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or you just need a little bit refresher on the process, or hey, yeah, because maybe it's been a while. Maybe it's been 20 years since you're buying a home and you're wondering, what's it like to buy in this crazy Seattle market now? And that's another thing. If you are listening from out of Seattle, this podcast can still benefit you, you know, because a lot of the things I say in here will apply to other states. They'll use different terms that are legal in that state, but general information is going to be true from state to state. So, of course, check with a real estate professional in your area to verify anything that I say. So listen up, enjoy it, and subscribe, and you'll get all of your home buying information from this source. The first about 10 episodes or so is going to be basically like a home buying class, and then we kind of move on to different issues that pop up from time to time. So go back and listen, start from the beginning, and or just start now, or go search for the different areas you want to listen to. Today's episode, though, is about pre-approval. Pre-approval is a letter from a lender that states how much you qualify for, or you are pre-approved for, I should say. So, for example, you get a letter saying Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, they are pre-approved to purchase a home for $400,000. And the reason pre-approval is important is because there's a thing called pre-qualifying out there. Now, pre-qualifying, that's simply when you fill out some information saying like, oh, I make this much money at my job and I have this much money in debt each month. And then you hand it in and they go, oh, okay, well, you'd probably be qualified for this much. That's a qualification. You want to be pre-approved, which means they've gone your W-2s, your taxes, tax forms, and they've called to make sure you're really employed. They've verified all the info. And then they're solid and they know, okay, we've ran your credit and checked your employment. And based off of all this, this is what we're willing to offer you. So then you're there. Then you're pre-approved. It's a wonderful thing to have because it's kind of the start of this whole process. Then you really know how much you're approved for. Where you get them is either from a home buying institution, a mortgage lender. You can go to a bank or to a credit union. Which one should you go to? We're going to have a whole episode on this. I use mortgage lenders for my own because in my experience, I've found that I get offered more money with less monthly payment. So that's kind of a win all around. Most mortgage lenders have a better reputation for closing a home on time, which is really important and, you know, part of the strategy when we're looking at putting an offer in. Sellers can be hesitant to take a offer from somebody using a bank that they know just doesn't ever close on time, and it's going to be kind of a pain. So, reputation matters, you could say. So you'll choose one of those and, you know, you'll go with them. You can shop it around and check with different people, see who gives you the best rates and the best monthly payment. Make sure you've actually looked through all of their fees and everything and make sure that they actually are the best deal because you want to watch for those hidden fees. So why do you need it? You need it for several reasons. I mean, a basic reason is you can't even get an offer accepted in the Seattle area without one. People will say, no, just come back when you can prove that you can buy this because, you know, anybody can put an offer in, but you actually need to do some work to get the pre-approval. Then they won't even know if you're serious about buying until you do that. So you need it. Also, you know, it gives you realistic expectations, and this can go both ways, right? Because you might assume that you can qualify for $400,000, and then, you know, you tell an agent that and they just take you off of your word. And so then they're sending you homes worth $400,000. You go in, you find this house. It is your dream house. It has everything on your checklist that you could possibly, you know, even think of. And you're set. You're seeing yourself sitting on the couch there watching TV. You see yourself in the kitchen cooking dinner. And then it turns out you're actually only approved for 360. And so you're disappointed. You know, and nobody wants to start a relationship off with that. So I always try to, I got to get my, before I start showing homes seriously to people, I send them off to get a pre-approval because they want to get that done. And also in that same vein, sometimes people are just looking for, like, they think they can only qualify for like 350 because they heard that once, or that's how they figured out the math. But they, you know, because of some other things, turns out they can buy something much, much more. And so, and that's great. You know, and we'll talk about that another time, about how much of your pre-approved mount should you purchase? Should you max it out? We'll talk about that on another episode. But here, yeah. And so that's why you need it. Set your expectations, and just so an offer can be accepted. I guess the other question on here is, like, when do you need it? I always recommend people to try to go in at least 6 months before, maybe even a year, sort of to do a checkup. Let's see where your credit health is according to a mortgage lender, because your same credit score is actually, your same credit has a different score based off the type of loan that you're applying for. That's something I didn't know when I started this business. So yeah, you might get a different credit score from a credit card company versus a auto loan versus a home mortgage. Different credit scores. And I'm talking, you can be 60, 70 point difference. Yeah. Yeah. I was shocked too. So go in like a year before, or at least 6 months, and see, like, you know, just in case something pops up that you didn't know about, you can get that taken care of. You know, we had when I bought a house in November, there was like a medical bill we didn't even know about. That was something had gone lost, and it was just like a $40 bill, but it was messing with stuff. So we were able to clear that off and get our credit bumped up a little, help lower our interest rate. So gotta do that. And then once you have that, you know, you can hand that to any real estate agent that you want to work with, and they can start looking for homes within that area. Technically, we're only really supposed to be showing the homes to people that we believe are qualified buyers. And, you know, sometimes I wonder, well, how do you even know this is a qualified buyer if you haven't seen a pre-approval letter from them? You know, it's a stranger that you met on the internet. And, you know, like, as you're shopping for real estate agents, or, you know, different things, showing that letter to show that you're actually serious about it, because you won't believe how many people call about a home that aren't even serious, you know, or they don't even know that they're not serious yet. They're like, oh, getting a new home would sound great. I'll just call about this home. But they aren't really serious. But what we know, that once you got that letter, you've been thinking about it and you're serious and you're ready to make an offer. And I can't even, you know, when I was new in real estate, I made little mistakes. Like I would go off. I once drove 2 hours to help somebody find a vacation home. I hadn't asked for the pre-approval letter because they were referred to me by a mutual friend. And so I was like, oh yeah. And then we went and looked at it, and they were all excited about it. And then next day they went to go get the pre-approval, and it turns out, you know, they just didn't qualify for that now. You know, they couldn't do a vacation home at this point in life. So, you know, they had the dream in their eyes for a couple hours, and you know, and I missed something, like I missed a soccer game for the first time. And you know, ever since then, I was like, you know what, from now on, whoever, I don't care who refers them, I need to make sure that this person is qualified before I drive, you know, out to an island to see to let somebody into a home. And and run it through with them. Because I don't want anyone to be disappointed. That's the big thing on most of it is let's not disappoint ourselves or each other, right? So yeah, that's about it. The what is it? It's a letter from a lender. Where do you get it? You get it from a lender. And why do you need it? Because you just can't buy a home without it. Can't even put an offer in. And so yeah, that's what we got. And so that's it for this episode. That's the show, as you would say. Thank you so much for listening. If you are in the Seattle, Washington area and you are looking to buy or sell a home, please get in contact with me at 206-351-9230. Or you can email me at silas@silasgetsreal.com. Thanks so much for listening. And tune in next episode as we dive into this home buying process.